Welcome to the Take My Life to 10 podcast show with your host, Tracy Horton. Today, we're going to talk about fear. And I want to begin with a quote. Nothing in life is to be feared. It is only to be understood. Now is the time to understand more so that we may fear less. And that brings me into the topic of fear of success for today. And this topic is near and dear to me because I finally realized what my holdup was. And my holdup was I was actually afraid to succeed. And when we talk about fear, we usually do things or fail to do things and not really know why. So fear comes in the form of anxiety, procrastination, avoidance, and we label this stuff sometimes as being lazy, not caring, not motivated, but all of those are actual accurate characteristics of what we're doing, but it's all rooted in fear. And for a long time, I felt that I was just not motivated, and actually, sometimes I thought I was bipolar because I would start something and then get prepared, buy everything I need for it. And the moment somebody liked it or requested it, I shut down. I shut down and I would stop. And that was way before I started getting into who I was and what made me tick and what made me who I am, and going back through my past to figure out why I am the way that I am. And what I realized is that my failure to succeed was because I was afraid to succeed. And it was rooted in my childhood, because when I had my son, my mom was on welfare, raised us in the projects, and I had vowed that I would never raise my kid on welfare. And that was a conviction for me. It was in my spirit. I was determined that that wasn't going to be the life that we lived. And when I told my mom that, you know, I was like, no, I don't want that. I'd rather work. She ridiculed me for pretty much not taking easy money. And that stuck with me. And I didn't realize that it made me feel like it's wrong to want to be different. It's wrong to want more than what the norm is. And then once I just said, oh, nope, I'm still going to do what I'm going to do. I worked, and then I decided New York wasn't for me. And I decided to move to Maryland. And everybody was like, why are you doing that? Don't do that. It's like it made it seem like every time I wanted something more and better for myself, I was made to feel like I was wrong for wanting it and that I wouldn't succeed because it went against what everybody else was doing. And once I left and I actually became, I'm going to say successful in the field that I chose, and I did a lot better than where I was, even family members was unhappy with the fact that I actually had not one car, had two cars. It wasn't a Lexus or a BMW. It was a 1990 Honda Accord and a 2001 Nissan Altima. And the reaction that I got was, how you get those two cars? How you get two cars? Like, I was driving a Mercedes or, you know, some crazy expensive car. But it was just the reaction that my family members gave me over something to me that I still felt like I had not accomplished everything I wanted to accomplish. And their reaction to it kind of stuck with me. And then when I got my house, every time a family member would come to my house, they broke something. So I think this really distilled in me that for me, I still wasn't where I wanted to be, but I became content and complacent because I love my family and I wanted to stay close with my family, and I didn't want to push them away any further than I felt like I was already pushing them away because of what I had been able to accomplish. So when you look at wanting something out of life and you stuck and you don't know how to get out of it, or you try and then you stop, you have to really get to the root of why you are where you are and what you need to do to fix it. And the three main, there's several reasons and for fear of success. And I'm only going to get into the top three. And the first one is fear of losing it all. So a lot of people scared to succeed because, especially if you come from nothing, then your fear is, well, I might as well stay where I'm at because I don't want to get it. And then I become this successful person and then I end up losing it. And then I'm right back where I started. And then I'm going to look crazy. But it's all in planning. You know, it's like you have to begin with the end in mind. So if that is your fear, then you know once you become successful and once you have that money and once you're making that money, then if that's your fear, an underlying fear of losing it, then you know you have to save. You know you have to put certain amount of money away for those rainy days, for when you have those dips in success, especially if you're an entrepreneur. And so this way you don't lose it all. So it's just about planning, not standing still. You just have to plan. And then if you ultra successful and you make your millions and now you have friends and family coming at you for this and buy me that and this startup company, this startup business and help me with this, that's fine. But you have to set a limit on what you are willing to give to family and friends. And that's it. You teach them financial planning, you teach them how to start a business. You teach them how to be successful, but once you determine that amount of money, that's it. It's done. You don't have to carry people for the rest of their lives just because you are successful. And you don't have to feel bad or obligated to do it. And that's where it comes with planning. You just have to be committed to who you are and what you want and grounded and take the steps to prepare for it. And the second thing is you fear that if you become successful, then you are no longer going to fit in with the crowd that you're running with now. And that's going to happen. It's inevitable because once you get to a certain level, you're going to be introduced to people that's on the same level that you are or higher. So it's automatically going to change your mindset. It's going to change how you move. It's going to change how you respond to certain situations. But that's the reason why you need to know who you are at your core. You have to have your core values, your standards, and those things should never change, no matter how much money or how successful you become in whatever area that you deem is successful for you. So, and that's what's supposed to happen because no matter what level you are, you're always supposed to be trying to get to the next level or to the next thing that you want for your life. So it could be anything. It doesn't necessarily have to be monetary. It could just be a hobby. It could be whatever it is you want, but you always have to keep moving and not become stagnant just because you're no longer going to fit in with who you fit in with right now. And as you go up, you're supposed to teach the ones around you that's willing to learn. If they're willing to learn, then they'll be able to be successful on their own. If they're not bringing you down, then okay, no problem. If they're not leeching off of you, then okay, no problem. When it gets to the point that the people that don't want more out of their life begin to affect your life, then that's where you have to make a decision on whether or not this person should even be in your life at all. And it's okay because, you know, later in the future episodes, we're going to talk about expectations and control and that comes out where you don't expect certain things from people that they're unwilling and unable to give. Right now, I'm going to take a quick break, and when I return, we'll follow up and finish up with the third reason. Stay tuned.
Hey, I'm Marcus Johnson, and starting September 18th, I'd like to invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. for the Flow Podcast with Marcus Johnson. Flow is spelled F-L-O with no W, and it means for the love of. As an award-winning entrepreneur, musician, lawyer, professor, and most importantly, a dad, I've had many experiences that have taught me invaluable lessons and tools that we all can use to achieve our highest potential. We call it going deeper. If you're an entrepreneur looking for foundational strategies for creating and enjoying your success, a parent looking for the self-care needed to maximize your engagement in your family and your occupation, or if you're just looking to live the journey of life with intention, love, passion, work-life balance, and happiness, the Flow Podcast is for you. So starting September 18th on Saturdays at 9 a.m., join me for the Flow Podcast with Marcus Johnson. It's for the love of you. Streaming on all major platforms.
Are you struggling to stay motivated or keeping your team productive? Is your work life plagued with issues and conflicts that you are not equipped to handle? Hi, I'm Tracy Horton. As a certified professional and personal development strategist that has gone through my own experiences as a Black female in the criminal justice field and managing people for over 14 years, I can assist you with accomplishing effective resolutions for your problems. If you are interested, you can take advantage of my free 30-minute consultation by sending me a message to HortonStrategistGroup@gmail.com to schedule your appointment. Stay encouraged, and remember, experience is our best teacher. Welcome back. Thank you for staying tuned in to Take My Life to 10. Before we took the break, we went over things that we think about that makes us fearful of success. And the first one was fear of losing it all. And the second one was we'll become someone else. And we're going to move into the third one, which is comfort zone. And when we talk about a comfort zone, we talk about being complacent. You may not feel that it's as bad as it is and not worth the work. That's really a fear-based area. Because at the end of the day, if you really think about it, no one has been born knowing how to do what they're doing. So everybody that is successful, everybody that has ever tried anything, it was always the first time they had done it. And that's the way you have to look at it. It's just because someone is successful, they weren't born that way. They had to take that first step. And the first step is always going to be the hardest step. And I could attest to that because I'm not a public speaker. I'm always been afraid of public speaking. And here I am doing a podcast. So I had to do it afraid. And I do it afraid every day. Every time I record, I go through my whole thing because for me, it's almost like the first time. But I'm still going to do it because this is what I want. This is what my dream is. And this is what I want for me. And in order for me to get it, I have to do it afraid. And I have to take it one day at a time, one recording at a time. But it's nothing that's going to stop me at this point. So you can't be afraid to get out of your comfort zone. You just have to take the time to learn your craft, master your craft, and just move and do it afraid. And to get out of your comfort zone, you also have to feel that you deserve to be where you want to be at. And if you feel that you don't deserve it, then I challenge you to write a list of what is the characteristics and personality traits of a successful person, or a list of who you think doesn't deserve to be successful. There's no such thing as deserving to be successful, because success doesn't knock on your door and ask to be invited in. Success is working hard. Success is putting in the work. Success is determining what you want, where you want to go, how you're going to get there, and actually taking the steps to do it. So it's not about deserving success. It's about, are you willing to put in the work to be successful? And that person is the one that deserves to be successful, because they're doing the work to be successful. It's not about your upbringing. It doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter who your parents was. It doesn't matter what school you went to. It doesn't matter whether you went to school at all. It doesn't matter how much money you have in the bank right now. It doesn't matter what you look like, what size you are. None of that matters. What matters is that you determine who you are, what you want, you willing to put in the work to get there, and you willing to learn. If you're always open to learning, then is no place that you can't get to. And the other falsity is that you have to know everything. You don't have to know how to do everything. You just need to be able to put your hands or pick up a phone and contact the person that knows what you need them to know for you to move to the next level, or for you to complete the deal, or for you to complete the project. I fell into that feeling like I had to know every little bit piece of this business, and I don't. I just have to know the part that's in my lane. I got to find my lane and master my lane, and then find the people that's in these other lanes to make sure that we get to the final destination. So to wrap up what we do today is, to be successful, you can't fear it. You just have to own it and take the steps to get there. Don't be afraid of gaining it and losing it. You just have to prepare for the money that you're going to receive. You have to prepare your boundaries and your limits of what you're going to give and what you're not going to give. You have to prepare for not having the money when it dips. You know, you got to prepare for that. So don't be afraid to lose it all. You just have to begin with the end in the middle in mind and prepare for it. And don't be afraid that you're going to leave people behind because you become someone else. You're going to become someone else. Everybody grows and matures. That's life. But you have to know who you are at your core. Your core values should never change. You may change how you look. You may change how you act a little bit. You may change your etiquette. But who you are as a person should never change. You should always stay grounded in who you are. And that should always stay the same. So you can't be afraid to lose people, but you should be prepared to teach people, to go along the way with you, but also be prepared to leave them behind if they don't want to take that journey with you. And it's okay. You don't have to feel bad about it. As long as you take the effort to teach them what you know, each one teach one, and you should be fine. And your comfort zone, get out your comfort zone. Always try something new. It may not be for you, but if you don't try it, you never know what your likes are going to be or dislike. Like, I've taken up golf, roller skating. I've done all kinds of stuff because I'm finding myself. I don't know what I like. I've been a mom, and that's all I focused on. So I have to try different things in order to find out what I like and what I don't like. And I have to get out my comfort zone and stop saying the things that I can't do or I'm not comfortable doing. It's a matter of, I have to do this. So what does it take for me to do this? Because this is part of my plan and what I need to accomplish in order to do it. So it's just a mind shift. You have to shift the way you see what makes you afraid. And no matter what it is, you have to do it afraid and keep it moving. Just keep going and do it afraid. So these are a couple of steps I would like you to take to start thinking about and getting comfortable with not fearing success. And next episode, we're going to talk about fear of failure. Then we're going to talk about expectations. We're going to talk about control, and we're going to talk about intuition. So I think those are the top five things that keep us from accomplishing our goals. And throughout the episodes, throughout the program, throughout the show, I'm going to break down how and why I see it this way. So for right now, your first steps is to know what your gifts and talents are and be comfortable in your gifts and talents. Also, what's important is to identify what your weaknesses are, but don't let it hinder you. Work on the things that you can work on. And if there's a strength that counters the weakness, then make your strength even stronger. Acknowledge your accomplishment. Honor them. I don't care how small it is. If you get a little promotion, if you get a raise, that's a big deal. And every accomplishment that you have, no matter how small it is, practice honoring it and saying, I earned that. So therefore, if you acknowledge you earned it, then that means you deserve it. But you have to get in the mindset of feeling comfortable and saying, that's me. I did that. And if nobody else acknowledges it, it doesn't matter. You have to acknowledge it. Because, and don't be afraid of going into an area that's already saturated. Because if you got a couple of people making millions, billions, then you just got to be either match them or be better. You got to see what they're doing, study them, see what they're doing, and see what spin you could put on it to make it better. Because if they're making millions, billions, if somebody's a billionaire in the area, then that's millions and millions and millions of dollars. You may not get to the billionaire status, but 1 or 2 million will do me good. I don't know about you, but if I could just snatch a couple of millions away from them, I'm good. So don't hinder yourself and don't think that just because somebody else is doing it that you can't do it. Just get out there and do what you need to do and make it happen. And the most important thing is never stop learning. Never stop listening, because somebody could talk for an hour and they may say something in 2 for 2 minutes that just changed your life and can make a difference in your life. So you always listen and willing to learn, because the person that think they know it all just limit anything and everything they'll ever know, because they're not open to learn anything more. So that's our show for today. I hope you continue to tune in to Take My Life to 10, which airs every Friday at 7 p.m. And I hope that you continue to be blessed and not stressed. If you want to drop me a line just to acknowledge that these things resonate with you, or if it's something that you want me to add to it, you could contact me at Take My Life to 10, the number 10 at gmail.com. And until we meet again, you always live every day and you only die once. So make sure you make your life count. Good night.